Our first reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 28, from the beginning leading up to the recitation that we just said. And in the twilight of the Sabbaths, as it dawned toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to behold the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord, descending from heaven and coming, rolled away the stone from the door and sat on it. And his countenance was as lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers shook and became as dead. And the angel answering said to the women, "Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And going quickly, say to his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall behold him. Lo, I have told you." And going out quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, they ran to report this to the disciples. And as they went to report to his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Hail." And they, coming, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus says to them, "Fear not. Go report to my brothers that they should go into Galilee, and there they shall see me." Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming in the heavenly doctrine of the new church. In the internal sense, to hasten or haste does not mean quickly, but certainly, and also fully. All haste arises from some affection that is excited. In heaven, when anyone goes from one place to another, whether it be in his own city or in courts or in parks or to others outside of his own society, he arrives more quickly when he eagerly desires it, and less quickly when he does not. The way itself being lengthened and shortened in accordance with the desire, although it remains the same. I have often seen this, to my surprise. Amen. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, on the first day of the week after the Sabbath, came to the Lord's tomb. And they must have been very, very sad. They had been with the Lord throughout his ministry as he traveled throughout the land preaching truths of mercy, beautiful truths. And they knew of the Lord's healing power, how he had healed many, many people of sicknesses, given sight to the blind, helped the lame to walk. They could see how much the Lord loved the human race. But then over the course of about a day, the Lord was arrested, he was tried, he was convicted, and he was crucified. He was killed. This man that they had been caring for as he went through all the land, this man that they had made sure he had what he needed to do the teaching and healing and miracles that he did, he was now dead. And maybe now they began to even wonder about who he really was. So with this sort of frame of mind, it seems, they came to the tomb that morning. And then something incredible happened. An angel descended from heaven, rolled the stone of the sepulchre away, sat down on top of it, and his face shone like lightning. Just picture that for a minute, what it would look like to look at a person, at an angel, whose face shone like lightning, and his garments white as snow. And he had that wonderful message for them. He said, "I know you came to seek Jesus who was crucified. Fear not, don't be afraid." He is risen, as he said. Now the Lord had explained this, that he would die and rise up in 3 days, and maybe nobody understood what it meant, but now this angel who had descended from heaven, shining like lightning, was telling them that everything the Lord said was true. It was all true. He had now risen as he said. Now think about how they felt must have changed dramatically. And we can think about how they must have felt in response to this incredible message from the angel if we picture how we might react in a similar sort of situation. You can picture yourself coming to church very, very early with your family, before anybody else is here. And you park and get out of the car and picture yourself as being the first one in your family to the church. No one else has come in yet. And you come in, and you see an angel. And that angel tells you everything that the Lord teaches that you learn is true. Go and tell. Wouldn't you then run and hurry and tell the rest of your family as they're coming up to the door and tell your parents and then tell everybody you know in the church and then anyone else who would listen about this incredible message you had just heard from this angel? If we think about it that way, we can perhaps understand a little bit of how the two Marys, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, felt in response to this incredible message from this angel. And then we can perhaps understand even better why the Lord explains in the heavenly doctrine that haste arises from some affection that is excited. Some affection that is excited. So we can ask ourselves, what affection was it in Mary Magdalene and the other Mary that was excited? Another way of thinking about this question is, what love did they have that was affected by this news that the angel gave them? What love was it that was affected so deeply that it made them want to run and tell the disciples what they had just learned? Well, we can understand that if we think about it a little bit differently, too. If we think about someone we know and care for, and then hearing that that person had been killed, and then think about if we heard that, no, that person was alive, wouldn't we want to react the same way and tell everyone we knew who also knew and loved that person that, no, they are alive? What affection would move us with excitement to do that with haste? It would be the love we have for that person. So we can see that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary loved the Lord. And this love affected them deeply when they heard this message from the angel, affected them so deeply that they wanted to run and tell the disciples who they knew loved the Lord too. And it's interesting, we can see how the people that knew and loved the Lord the most all reacted with this sense of urgency, this sense of haste, this sense of excitement that comes from being affected by love for the Lord. In the Gospel of John, Peter and John ran to the tomb when they heard that the Lord wasn't there anymore. They wanted to know what was happening. Perhaps they were even realizing what the angel had told the two Marys, that it was all true, that he had risen, as he said. Now, when we read the New Testament, because the Lord came on earth, we can know all of the things that the two Marys and Peter and John knew about the Lord that were written in the Word and preserved by the Lord for us to know. We can know how he healed many, many people from all sorts of sicknesses, leprosy, fevers. We can know how he gave sight to the blind. We can know how the Lord took the lame and made them able to walk again, how he cast out demons that were torturing people, and how he worked so hard to help those stuck in evils to come out of those evils. Like the two Marys and like Peter and John, we can see how much the Lord loved the human race from the actions that he took while he was here on earth that we can read about in the Lord's Word. And we can also see how much he loved the human race because of what he allowed to happen to himself. He allowed himself to be crucified, to be killed, so that he could rise up again and so that we could know that he is the Lord and know that what he teaches us is for our salvation. And when we know all these things from the New Testament, like the two Marys, we can be moved by an affection of love for the Lord. And we can be moved with the excitement of this angel's announcement that the Lord has risen, as he said. So as we get together with our families and friends this Easter Sunday, let us come together with a sense of haste, a sense of excitement, a sense of being deeply moved when our affections from love to the Lord are excited. And we can think about this message from the angel to the two Marys, and we can announce it to each other, and we can announce it to anyone else who wants to listen. The Lord has risen, as he said. Amen.